is the king. But the kingship of Jesus, I want to bring out from these two chapters, a slightly different kind of kingship. And we've kind of had hints of it in some of the songs we've been singing already today. I'm not sure if any of you are familiar with a marvelous oratorio by Sir John Stainer called The Crucifixion. It's wonderful stuff, and it's all in English, okay, for those that maybe are not very good on Latin. It's in English. It's a wonderful, wonderful piece of music. And there's an insight in that oratorio I have never seen anywhere else. There's a song there. It's called The Appeal of the Crucified. And the opening line is this: "From the throne of his cross, the King of grief cries out to a world of unbelief. O men and women, afar and nigh, is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by?" I've never seen that expression anywhere else, the throne of his cross. And when I first heard it years ago, I was listening to a tape in the car, driving along. I thought, I'm going to go off the road because I thought, that is amazing, the throne of his cross. And there's a sense in which the crucifixion is the coronation of the redemptive work of Christ, what he has come to achieve. And that's the kind of kingship that's highlighted in these two chapters, because twice Jesus says to his disciples that he's going to Jerusalem, he's going to be handed over, he's going to be killed, and on the third day he's going to rise again. And they just don't get it. He mentions it in Mark chapter 8 as well, but also in 9, and then in 10. So we've got three mentions of it here. This is the ultimate purpose of Jesus coming. I know he heals and he does great things and he receives the children and all that stuff, but he is going to the cross. That is the dynamic that is driving him forward. It is going to the cross, to the throne of his cross. And when you think about it, it's not as daft an idea as it might seem at first that the crucifixion is a coronation. He had on a crown. It was a crown of thorns put there by his enemies, but he had on the crown. And there was a title over the cross. Pontius Pilate wrote it, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." And the priests complained about it, and Pilate said, "What I have written, I have written." That is the description of the person hanging on the cross, and I'm not going to change it for you or anyone else. The King of the Jews. And then when you think about it, he's lifted up, and all these people are down below him. So it's a kind of, they're doing a kind of homage to a king. He is the king on the throne of his cross, hanging there in dreadful splendor. And then the things that accompany his death on the cross. Again, the darkness, the supernatural darkness, the amazing events, the tearing of the veil in the temple. The veil is about 3 feet thick, and it tears from top to bottom. The earthquake, the graves opening, all of these things just confirm that the crucifixion, in a sense, is the coronation of the King of Kings, the suffering King, the King of grief, who calls out to a world of unbelief. Of course, he isn't safe, but he's good, and he's the king. And all of these things come together in this amazing scene, and I'm looking forward to Easter. I love Easter. Can't wait for it. Wish we had more Easters in the year. It's just when we focus, you know, we should always, the cross should never be far from our thinking as Christians, but, you know, we have the opportunity of thinking of all of these amazing things that make up our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we've had these three descriptions. I've tried to put some flesh on them. I hope you'll take the time this afternoon maybe to read Mark 9 and 10 again and just think about these things. Aslan is not real. He seems real when you see the film, doesn't he? But he's not real. But he is a picture of Jesus. Jesus Christ is real. And do you know this? The Bible does describe Jesus is a lion. Revelation chapter 5, the lion of the tribe of Judah. Do you hear the lion's roar this morning? Do you hear him calling out to you, the King of grief from the cross? don't be unbelieving, but come to him. Trust in him. Receive him as your savior. He calls out to you this morning. The lion is roaring. The king of grief is crying. Will you come to him? He is not safe. He has awesome power, power to deal with the darkest situation in your life, the sin, the fear of death. He can deal with these things because he is good and he is the king.